Good morning, a Friday morning, and as they say, we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, TGIF.
Indeed. And tonight, it's a sold-out performance, but we'll be over with the Capitol steps at the Egg. This has become quite a tradition with the WAMC crowd. We do it at least once a year, and post-election, it's going to be fun.
Word came down, Alan, that Mitt Romney is going to meet with Donald Trump this weekend and perhaps be a candidate for Secretary of State.
You know, David, there's a precedence here, of course. A lot of it started with Robert F. Kennedy and post-Robert F. Kennedy being Attorney General for his brother and literally being one of the most important people in government. And with his brother's ear, the Congress passed an ironclad, tight rule saying you can't have a relative in the White House with you. Now, I'm frankly not sure how I feel about that. I don't know that it's a terrible, terrible idea. I think Bobby Kennedy turned out to be a very good Attorney General. And in the case of Jared Kushner being mentioned for a top role with Trump, and he's approaching lawyers to see if they can get around that law. It's obvious that Trump now, with a lot of help from a lot of Republicans, has control of both houses of Congress. They could probably change the rule. I don't know. I'm sure somebody far brighter than I is looking into this. As far as Romney is concerned, it is a brilliant move. Look, Romney was very critical of Donald Trump, and there is going to be an awful lot of people who say that the Republican Party, the establishment, and others are in disarray, and Romney was a presidential candidate, as was John Kerry, and John Kerry has done a more than credible job as Secretary of State, and it would be a big move, and it would offer a lot of relief. We did hear that Newt Gingrich is going around saying that he is not going to be in the cabinet. So it may be that some of the people who were looked at askance by outsiders, people like Chris Christie and Newt Gingrich and some of the others, will not be included in the cabinet. I think it's possible that Trump is looking carefully at people like Jeff Sessions. Now, Sessions has made a lot of racist utterances. There's no two ways about it. He did. You know, he knows it, and in some ways, he's even semi-tried to talk out of it. It was a while back, he's saying, but Sessions is going to engender a lot of controversy, you know, in a potential cabinet. I think if Trump can do it, and if there is a satisfactory relationship developed between him and Mitt Romney, that would be great. And I think a lot of people in the United States would give a sigh of relief considering some of the other people who have been put forward for that, like Rudy Giuliani, which would be a terror. So maybe Trump is understanding that there's a huge chasm in the United States. He didn't get the most votes. There are a lot of people who are very annoyed with him and very scared about him. And he, if he can offer some ways of doing this in such a way that people will come together, you know, he's making a good decision. In the meantime, he has a lot of problems with his foreign entanglements. Zephyr Teachouts, David, as you pointed out to me, has an article in the New York Times today, an op-ed piece in which she says no emoluments from those people who are giving things to a president from foreign capitals. Well, in the past, a lot of people have gotten stuff from foreign places. Some of it's in museums. Some of it's been returned. And some of it is just, I suspect, somewhere it shouldn't be. So he's going to have to get around that. Look, this guy has so many businesses, so many entanglements in so many foreign countries. As Teachout says, you know what? He just better turn around and put this into a blind trust and basically sell all his stuff. Because if he doesn't, he is going to be open to an awful lot of criticism. And I don't think he wants to. And I think it's going to be a tough move for him.
1942 all over again, Alan. The Times is editorializing, saying Donald Trump's campaign vow to register Muslims is a frightening echo of the shameful treatment of Japanese American citizens during World War II.
My bet is he doesn't do it. If he does it, it's going to be a signal that it's going to be an open season on racism. And I don't think he needs to do it. I think his jingoism speaks for itself. And it's one of the reasons that he won. He appealed to a lot of people with that kind of fear. I doubt very much we'll see anything like that. I think he may instruct his people to look very carefully at everybody who comes in the country, which is sort of ironic because that's been done already. I think he doesn't need it, and I don't think he'll do it.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Alan, listeners, have a great weekend. Rest up. Get ready, because Monday comes quick.
You're right. It just keeps coming around. On the other hand, consider the alternative.